It hasn't sunk in yet, actually, Tua. You know, even when I made that putt on the last hole, it was just like, man, just more relief than anything else that the day was over, because I was, you know, I was feeling it. I was feeling a little bit of my nerves and all that stuff, but it was a gift today. I haven't won a tournament like this where someone's actually gifted it to me, so I got lucky. Yeah. Wang made some really good putts. I mean, every time I hit it inside him, he would knock one in, and it almost became like match play. And then I was like, you know, I need to get out of this mode where, you know, it was like, I need to do my own thing. And then on the back nine, I started with that par five where I laid up and I made three birdies in a row. And that's where, you know, I started to like just be myself, you know, play my own game and let whatever happened happen. Well, actually, 17 is where, you know, he missed that. He three-putted and he missed a 3 foot of a par. I hit it in the desert. Left, and I had an impossible shot, and I hit it to like 6 feet or 7 feet. I mean, I surprised myself from there, and you know, I told myself that I need to make this to stay in it, and I missed it, and I thought, you know, it's over. And then he did what he did, and then, you know, I was back in it. So, and then 18 again, you know, he leaked it out right, and I left it in the exact spot I wanted to, like in the front part of the green. If it was on, it'd be easy to putt. It was an easy chip out from there. It's as good. It's actually as good. I mean, I can't believe that, you know, I'm saying that, you know, comparing it to my lifetime goal was to win on the PGA Tour. And to have won today, which I think it's maybe even a greater feeling today. Because the way, you know, things went the last 2 years, I didn't think I'd play again, you know, like, or compete again, especially with when I had the back injury and the hip injury. I couldn't walk, so it was really, like, you know, debilitating. So it's something else right now. It's much better, you know. It's on and off. I have a couple of issues, which is not as bad as I can manage it. I just got to stay on top of it, you know, in the gym or in my yoga and all that stuff, and just, you know, age is something that, you know, it's not going to spare anybody, so that's the way it is. Absolutely, yeah. And I told him on the 18th green, I said I felt bad for him, but he's going to win a lot. He's only 19. I mean, first of all, he's old enough to be my son, but he is a really talented golfer. I mean, he's got the whole all the tools in the game, you know, and he's only 19, so he's going to win a lot. Yeah, I mean, you know, the more times, you know, he puts himself in this type of position, he'll handle it better. You know, next time he comes down 18, he's just three-putted. He knows, you know, he's got the whole green on the left. He can hit it up there and get it up and down. He's won the tournament, you know. He would never bogey it. So, yeah. You know, we've become, like, really, really close. Him going through his stuff and, you know, me struggling the last couple of years, we've been there for each other, you know, and it's almost to the point where we're like, there's very few friends in the world that'll be there for you when you need them the most, and he's one of them, and I'm there for him as well. So, you know, going through this 2 years of struggle, he's always been nothing but positive. I've spent some time with him in Jupiter and all that stuff, and he's always, you know, guided me the right way of what, you know, which way I should go with my game, or, you know, how the health is feeling, how to go about, you know, rehabbing stuff and all that stuff. And he's been, in fact, today he texted me in the morning that, you know, what did he tell me? Shoot two under a side, shoot 68, and you should be good. He was wrong. So, I mean, you know, but yeah, he's always, you know, encouraging me, and we're really close friends now. So, yeah, because, you know, all these tournaments I've played on invites this year. You know, this is my fifth invite in a row, actually. I'm thankful to all the sponsors that have given me invites. Thank God I don't have to do that again. You know, I never thought that Asian Tour I'd be, you know, asking for invites, because I was always in that top 20 in the career money list, but, you know, I hadn't played enough, so I was out of it. So it's a good bonus to have, you know, where I don't have to call people and ask for invites. Yeah, you know, I think the Asian Tour referees, the officials, set it up really well, really fair. I mean, if they wanted, this golf course could have played brutally hard. They moved a bunch of the tees up. They didn't cut the greens to a speed where, you know, they'd be impossible to putt, because there's a lot of slope and there's a lot of undulations on these greens. I think it was a really fair setup. You know, if the wind had blown, I don't think, you know, 16 under or whatever would have won. I don't even know what I shot, 16 or 17? 16.
I don't know.
16? 16? I don't know, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, but if they play the tees back and if they cut the greens down, winning score would have been like 5 or 6 under par. Yeah. I don't have any plans yet. Just, I really don't. You know, I want to still play on the PGA Tour. That's my always been, because I live there now. My kids are, you know, going to school there. So if my game gets good enough, you know, obviously I'm going to try and give it a go over there. But I also, I'm going to play, you know, the Asian Tour next year. Yeah, I guess you get older, right? And everything gets in perspective, Joy. I mean, you know, I didn't really expect much today. You know, I didn't really think about winning or anything. It just, like, the old me would have been just about one thing, you know, it's just got to go out there and win. That's it. And I'd get, you know, like you see me, I'd lose tournaments because I wanted it so bad. But today was a little different. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It was the first time I've been in contention with this type of mode, and it worked out. So it's good. Oh, it's fantastic. No, everything is, I have no complaints. This is one of the best run Asian Tour events I've ever been to, ever. Right from, you know, organizing player transport to the player dining to the practice facilities, fantastic. Golf course is in great shape, and everybody's so nice in the clubhouse. I mean, it was absolutely, it gets my vote for number one. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I wasn't that relaxed on 18, though. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, it's been my dad, my wife, everybody, my whole family has been really supportive of me. Especially, you know, in the really dark days when I really didn't think I could play anymore. They've never let me believe that, you know, I wouldn't be playing. So, you know, like, I could come back to India and work with my dad and it'd be all right, you know. But it's been good. They've been really supportive.